Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
20 minutes ago from the New York Post.
All right, what is the update?
The lawyer for the, and I'm quoting the New York Post here, belligerent blonde seen slipping out of the handcuffs as her Rhode Island prosecutor pal seized at cops has spoken out.
Now, this is the AG or her friend?
This is the AG's friend.
Got it.
So this is the scenario that we've talked about a couple of times today where a special assistant attorney general in Rhode Island pulled the "Do you know who I am?" as she was being trespassed out of a restaurant there. The friend lost her ever-loving mind throughout the process. However, the lawyer disagrees.
Her name's Hannah.
Name is Veronica Hannon.
Oh, Hannon.
Hannon was allegedly the only one trying to slow things down, according to her lawyer. John Grasso told the Post that it was, after all, fast and furious, as the chaotic body camera footage showed what happened, but she was the only one who was trying to keep the peace. He says she finished her meal, paid the bill, and walked out, and that's when the hit the fan.
The problem is all of this was caught on body cam. Mm-hmm. That she at one point told the officer,
she's a blanking lawyer, she knows what she's talking about,
to turn off.
Now, that's the AG. This is her friend who was talking now.
But it's even worse that was the AG that said, turn off your body camera.
The lawyer goes on to say, perhaps her lack of experience is what caused her to get caught off guard by what you saw unfolding on the police video that was shared with the media. Mm-hmm. So he's claiming that since she hasn't been arrested before, she thought that the way that you do respond to being detained
is kicking the door open,
screaming, slipping out of the handcuffs, resisting. She did wiggle out of their grip a couple of times.
That's not okay.
And it's all, according to the lawyer,
and work it out later,
because she didn't have any experience
in breaking the law.
Being arrested.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of attorneys who are friends of mine, one said she could lose her license. One said, I don't think they'll go that far, but this is an avoidable disaster. Her boss has, the actual AG, if you miss the audio, you'll hear it's all over the internet. I'm an AG.
Do you know what I am?
The actual attorney general has said, and this, I think, is the worst punishment if you think about it, Scott. I made her sit down in my office and watch the body camera, the footage. Made her watch the entire thing. And then I said, take a couple of days. I want you to think about it. And then you come here and tell me how we should handle this.
Well, didn't the AG also tell her you will be apologizing or we're going over there right now? And we're going to go apologize to the Newton Police Department.
Of course.
Yeah.
The lawyer also said that Hannon is quite overwhelmed right now. This is not a typical experience.
By overwhelmed, he means hungover?
Actually, this happened last week. It took a while for this to break.
She's probably still hungover. Based on the way that she behaved in the video.
The Post story does say that both women downed booze before the arrest, according to Boston.com.
No.
Really?
We have some good news out of Western Shawnee. Actually, at the crossroads of Western and Eastern Shawnee.
Oh, please tell me they've opened that road for those poor business owners.
The construction project that knew no end at 435 in Midland is now reopened.
Oh, thank goodness. I feel so bad for those business owners.
Well, remember, we did a story on them. There were a handful over there that said, we are barely hanging on.
Is the project complete?
According to the City of Shawnee's Facebook page, it is reopened.
Okay, because we've had it reopen and reclose a couple of different times
already.
That is correct. At one point, the only way to get to those businesses was to drive by, realize you can't get over there,
then
find the next exit, loop around,
go to Mauer Road,
come all the way back, and then by then you're just like, forget it. We'll go over by the Lenexa City Center.
It was a pain in the you-know-what.
Please go see the folks that own Rise and Shine. I love that little breakfast spot over there.
Well, I thought I saw that they had posted something about it, but it's not on their page at the moment. Well, let me take a gander here.
I'm thrilled for
the businesses. I know that I was going through Facebook a little bit ago, and they said it is reopened. And they had a picture and everything, and it looked like it was open. Ready for business.
You have to be over the moon.
Celebrating birthdays today, Bill Clinton is 79. John Stamos is 62. And John Deacon, the bassist for Queen, is 74. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The bonus hour is next. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.